Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera declared cholera a public health emergency in December and called for international help to combat the outbreak. The co-chairperson for the Presidential Task Force on Cholera, Khumbize Kandulu Chiponda, says that the decision to declare the disease is no longer a public health threat comes after 26 districts reported no cases in the past 3 months. Chiponda, who is also Malawi's Minister of Health, said that the remaining 3 districts had been reporting fewer than 5 cases a day. Maziko Matemba is the ambassador for community health in Malawi. He told VOA the move is a result of a number of factors, including a cholera vaccination campaign the government and its international partners launched last year.
But also, as you're aware, once it was declared, there have been increased surveillance. But also, most importantly, in the president's office under COVID-19, they added cholera as part of the roles of the task force.
Since March of last year, Malawi has been facing what health authorities said was the worst cholera outbreak in history, which has killed nearly 2,000 people. The latest weekly cholera situation update report from the Public Health Institute of Malawi, published Saturday, shows that the country had recorded 58,979 confirmed cases with 1,768 deaths. The report says the districts which are still recording cholera cases are Blantyre, Mangochi, and Chikwawa, all in the south of Malawi. Seti Pliminta is a health promotion officer in the Chikwawa district. He told VOA the cholera situation was caused by sanitation facilities which were washed away by Cyclone Freddy in March. He says shallow wells are mostly blamed for the spread of cholera, but people cannot take water from boreholes, which are presumed to be cholera-free because its water is salty.
And another thing is our water here in Chikwawa is salty. Even if you drill boreholes, people do not want to use boreholes. So instead they opt for shallow wells because the water test is a bit good.
Pliminta says there's been a drop in cases because of the efforts they have taken to end the outbreak.
Previously, it was the whole district, but for the time being, it's only 3 facilities that are reporting cases. So far, we are conducting health promotion activities. We are doing port-to-port coordination, community engagement meetings with the local leaders. And finally, we may have cholera vaccine soon.
Cholera is an acute diarrheal infection caused by ingesting food or water contaminated with bacteria. The disease affects both children and adults, and if untreated, can kill within hours. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.